£50 down. It's been 10 years since I've been able to slip into these.
I'm so proud of you. Maybe hop a little.
Okay, okay. I'll hop, you pull.
Yeah,
ready?
Yeah, yeah.
1, 2. Yeah!
There he is. Hello, sexy.
Hey, hold on, we're not out of the woods yet. I still got a zip.
Ooh, ooh, lay on the bed. I'll grab some pliers.
Right? Yeah! Ain't gonna be no rematch. Ain't gonna be no rematch. Oh, I bought these a decade ago after a both-end stomach flu. It nearly killed me, but I never looked better. Until now.
You know, it's not everybody that can wear their flu pants. And you did it the hard way.
Yep, diet and exercise. I did more of the things I hate and ate less of the things I love.
Well, that's gonna show you off. Where to first?
I don't know. Maybe try walking down the stairs. Go from there.
Right. Ooh, right behind you.
If my ass wasn't numb, I would have really enjoyed that. La, la, ba, dee, da. La, la, ba, dee, da. For the first time in my life, I see love.
I see love.
And for the first time in my life, I see love.
Never thought I'd see the day Mike Biggs outrunning and apprehending a crook.
It's not my first foot pursuit, Carl.
Yeah, but it's the first time that you didn't quit after half a block and throw your nightstick at the guy.
I'll admit, 2 blocks in, I was ready to quit. But when I realized it wasn't going to drop that 50-inch plasma, I knew I had him.
Welcome to Abe's, home of the hot beef. Can I interest you gentlemen in some mozzarella sticks while you decide on your order?
Why do you sound like a waiter?
I'm not just a waiter. I am a part owner of this restaurant, which means providing you with a quality dining experience while turning you upside down and shaking every penny from your pocket. Metaphorically, in your case. So, your mozzarella sticks, ranch or marinara?
Well, not so quick. How come I can't have both?
You sly fox. 2 it is.
What are you doing? Can't you see you're being manipulated?
Make sure to save room for our delicious apple pie.
Oh, now that sounds tempting.
Seriously? I thought you declared your mouth a no-pie zone.
One cheat in 6 months isn't going to kill me. It's not like I'm having ice cream on it.
For only $1 more, you can.
Deal. That can't be right. One piece of pie can't weigh 5 pounds. You ruin everything.
Oh, that smells so good. Yeah, egg white scramble. Pretty amazing. Just with a little, you know, grilled onion, spinach, tomato, mushroom, salt, pepper, garlic, bay seasoning. You know, you can really make it taste like something.
You still got the yolks? When we get back from the walk, I might make a nice breakfast custard.
You'll do no such thing. You're going to start eating right, like Mikey's been doing.
Can't argue with the results. Look at this guy. I can just about Heimlich you. I'm impressed. You went from a cautionary tale to a role model.
He sure did. He's my biggest loser.
Look, I realize I still have a ways to go, okay?
What, are you kidding me? You finally got a handle on things. When I first met you, I thought, holy moly, it's like a weather balloon wearing shoes.
Mom, go walk him, please.
What'd I say?
Let's go, boy.
Why can't people take compliments in this house?
Here you go.
No, thanks, honey. I think I'm going to skip breakfast this morning.
Oh, come on. Don't listen to Vince. If he's not saying something dumb, he's saying something stupid.
It's not him. I just don't feel like eating, okay?
Fine. You don't know what you're missing. You really don't.
Number 37.
Are you
seen no screaming goats on the internet?
Yeah.
Hey! Sound like a damn human being?
Hey!
Look, it really unsettling. I don't mean to get philosophical, but it goes against God.
Hey!
Got it. I got it.
Well, you know, you are in a mood, man. You should have just ordered something.
I did. Green tea with lemon.
You skip breakfast this morning. You're skipping lunch now, man. That's not healthy.
You know what's not healthy? A body that turns 9 ounces of pie into 5 pounds of fat overnight.
Number 42.
Right here.
You had to have lunch in Chinatown, didn't you? Smells so good, I could go Godzilla on the whole neighborhood.
Yo, he's actually Japanese, but I'm gonna let that go because I like the imagery. Oh. $4 for all of this. I mean, even if the chicken is pigeon, you can't beat that price. You sure you don't want any?
What do you think? Of course I do.
Well, man, grab some chopsticks.
Oh, I am trying so hard to stay on track. Can you just support me in this, please?
What are you worried about? You're doing great.
I am so sick of people saying that. I am not doing great. I'm barely holding on. If I let my guard down, 50 pounds will come back just like that.
Not while I'm watching your back. The key is not putting yourself in a position where you can be tempted. Mm. Hold this while I get my soy sauce. Man, these things are persnickety. Ooh. Look at this. I am Mugu Guy full.
I don't want to hear it. You'll burn off half that walking to the toilet to crap out what hasn't already turned to muscle.
If nothing else, I am regular.
Sew my lips shut and still never have a body like yours.
Yeah, well, I'll never have your beautiful blue eyes and a full head of hair. Everybody's different, Mike.
Yeah, well, I drew the fat straw.
You sure you drew just one?
Back off, Seeley. I'm not in the mood.
All right, take it easy.
And for your information, my man lost 50 pounds.
Hey, that's great, Biggs. Thought you went down a cup size. I'm just playing with you. Just playing. You look great. In fact, if this were the fair, I'd give you a blue ribbon.
What is it?
Don't listen to him. He's not worth it. Just go home.
I gotta get changed first.
Yeah, I'm fine, Carl.
All right. You just keep your mouth shut.
What? Tell that to your partner.
Because I think that's his problem.
Oh! Now who has a problem?
You do, man!
He had it coming.
I'm not talking to you. What the hell were you thinking?
Well, you heard the guy. What was I supposed to do?
Dude, what half the precinct does? Ignore that fool and then sleep with his wife.
I'm sorry. Seeley deserved to get his butt kicked.
Yeah, well, congratulations. Your heroics earned you a date with the police psychologist and a 3-day suspension.
I thought I'd get at least 2 weeks. Boy, even the captain hates that jackass.
Is this the new Mike Biggs? Stars himself and then when somebody annoys him, comes out swinging?
I was just a little cranky.
Because you didn't eat. Like an idiot.
And I still haven't eaten yet.
Threatening me now?
Oh, you know I would never hit you.
Oh, you wouldn't hit me? Hey! How about now? Hmm? Hey! What about now? Hey! Get off! Man, just have a hard-boiled egg or something. I want my mic back.
There you are.
Hey.
You're late. I was getting worried.
Yeah.
Everything okay?
I have something to tell you.
Okay.
I have tomorrow off.
Oh, really? What's the occasion?
No occasion. It was actually the captain's idea.
So he's just handing out days off now?
Guess he was in a good mood. He said take tomorrow off and the next day and 3 days tops.
Mike, I know what's really going on.
You do?
Budget cuts. He used to do that to us when I was still teaching. Suggested furloughs.
Nothing gets by you.
Yeah, boy, that really chaps my cheeks. Yeah, how about instead of cutting back on the police, you call up some of the mayor's cronies and tell them to take a couple of days off?
What are you going to do? You can't fight City Hall.
Well, watch me.
Wait, what are you doing?
I am standing up for my husband in a very nasty email to the mayor's office.
No, please don't do that.
Mike, you're too nice. You let people walk all over you. Sometimes you gotta fight back.
Yeah.
Morning.
This is Mike.
He already left. Said he had some errands to run.
Really? I thought for sure he was gonna sleep in. Must want to make the most out of his day off.
Day off? I like that. Puts a positive spin on such a difficult situation.
What's that?
You know. You don't know. Never mind, let's do this again. Morning.
Nuh-uh.
You're supposed to say morning.
No, what is going on?
I thought I was saying something Carl told me that you knew, but now I know you don't know, so I shouldn't say. You know?
Victoria, I probably already know what you think I don't know, so you should probably just let me know, you know?
So you heard about Mike punching that other officer and then getting suspended?
What?
You told me that you knew!
All right, tell me everything!
Carl is gonna kill me!
Well, you should have thought of that before you started saying morning, you know?
I'm looking for Dr. Jeffries. I have an 11 o'clock.
You found the right place. Come on in.
Okay. Should I sit here?
It's either there or on my lap.
How does this work?
Well, you start out by finding your file. Heroin problem.
No, punched a cop.
Oh, right. Here we go. Biggs, not Briggs.
Briggs has a heroin problem?
That's confidential. And please, don't tell anybody I told you. I see here you hit a fellow officer.
Yeah, and I know I shouldn't have done it, but in my defense, this...
Whoa. Let me stop you right here. We're on the same side here. And in the same union, eh? This is how it works. You're not gonna do this again, are you?
No, sir.
Great.
That's it?
No. Technically, you have to sit here for an hour.
Do we have to talk?
That's up to you. You wanna talk?
No.
There you go. I mean, since we're not going to talk, do you mind if I update your file?
No, go ahead. Just remember it's Biggs, not Briggs.
You really got to keep that under your hat.
Boy, I was so nervous about coming here. Is that your wife?
Yep.
Very pretty. I'm married too. Great girl. I'd be glad she's not here. Boy, she's a talker.
They all are.
But the funny thing is, I don't know why I didn't tell her about all this. I guess I was just embarrassed, you know? She's been so proud of me lately, and I don't know if it says it in my file, but I've lost over 50 pounds. That is until I slipped up and had that one cheat day.
Is that right?
Why do I always go to food for my reward? I hate to say it, but it's usually the mother, isn't it?
Not always, but I know I hate mine.
I remember I was 16 when Dad left us high and dry. I was devastated. How did Mom make it better? With a pork tenderloin sandwich from Lucky's. And the patty's bigger than the bun. That man was my hero.
Lucky?
Well, my father. I mean, who leaves their son at 16? Right when a boy needs the most help becoming a man, you know? I was always a big kid, but boy, when he left, I really ballooned.
You know, I have a lunch after this, but I could cancel if you want to explore this further.
Explore what? I'm just sitting there.
How was your day off?
I didn't have the day off.
Don't lie to me, Mike. I know you didn't have the day off.
That's what I just said. We need to talk.
Not until we talk. Wait a minute. What? Right now, you're messing me up.
Sit. Molly, I am barely holding on here.
Honey, what's going on with you?
When does it stop?
What?
This! When do I have to stop worrying about every single thing I put in my mouth?
I don't know.
It's not fair.
Nope, it's not.
I feel like the world looks at me like this fat, lazy guy when actually I am working so hard.
Hey, I know how hard you're working. And you know it too, and that's all that really matters.
And most days I'm good with that. But some days, it just gets to me.
I know. Still doesn't mean you can go around punching people.
Not people seated.
Okay. Listen, you and I are doing really well. And I want you to be happy about that.
I'm trying to be.
Well, try harder. You're in a good place, and I want you to enjoy the moment.
Last time I enjoyed the moment, I gained 5 pounds. As long as there's pie, I'm not safe.
No, as long as there's me, you are. I wish I hadn't sent that nasty letter to the mayor.
Well, if he writes you back, say it was a typo and you're married to an Officer Briggs. That guy's all messed up.
Would anyone else like to share?
Boy, Mike looks great.
Oh, you should tell him. He bet he'd like to hear that.
Looking good, Mike Biggs!
I didn't mean now.
Hi, my name is Mike. I'm an overeater.
Hi, Mike.
It's been a while since my last share. And this is usually the point where I would tell you how much weight I've lost. But I'm not going to do that. Because it's not about how much I weigh. It's about how I feel. And today, I feel pretty damn good.
Feeling good, looking good.
Okay, Harry. That doesn't mean I'm going to feel great tomorrow. You know? But I'm going to keep taking it one day at a time. Because every day, it's a battle. You know, and sometimes the pie wins. But the thing is, you got to keep fighting. Thanks for letting me share. Mm-hmm.